Hello and welcome to this podcast called On the Issues of Wildlife. My name is Anna Norton and I'll be talking about wildlife conservation and what humans have done to cause this issue to become so crucial. So sit back and enjoy. Before we begin, I want you to think about this. Are you really prepared for the world you live in to have no more wildlife anymore? It's a bit confronting when you think about it, right? You won't wake up in the mornings to hearing the cute little birds chirping outside your window anymore. Sounds weird, doesn't it? This could be reality if we don't do something to change the way we live soon before it's too late. Now, let's get started, shall we? This issue caught my attention when I was watching a documentary about wildlife. In this documentary, they said that there are about 200 to 2,000 species that go extinct each year. Species becoming extinct increase a lot since the first list of endangered species was issued in 1967, which was only 53 years ago. I did a bit of research to try and get an idea about what could have caused that first list to be issued, and what caught my eye was the human population. The peak growth of human population was in 1962 by 2.1%. Do you see the connection there? That first list was issued in 1967, and the peak growth of the population was in 1962. There's only 5 years difference, which means humans could be the cause of wildlife extinction. In 1962, the human population was around 3,150,000,000 people. From 1962 to 1967, the human population increased by 350 million people. Now the population has doubled to around 7,795,000,000 people and is still rapidly growing. This means that humans are consuming natural resources faster than ever and polluting the environment a lot more. This rapid growth is negatively affecting all wildlife, leading them to become endangered and soon to be extinct. Since the human population is still growing at a rapid pace, we are going to be polluting the environment even more. The pollution humans are creating is causing the landscapes, soils, and waterways to become poisoned, which then leads to the deaths of not only the wildlife, but to many different plants. We are destroying the natural environment that was a home to many different species just to build new infrastructures. When building these new infrastructures, we are releasing toxic chemicals into the air, which is damaging the health of different species, causing them to get extremely sick or just simply die. People all around the world, including all the governments, need to start working together to make a plan on how to minimize the amount of pollution humans are releasing, as this topic is getting more serious every day. People need to stop ignoring the fact that all these species are just slowly dying out and becoming extinct because of the human race and how they are treating the environment. I'm now here with Jasmine Freeman, a Year 11 student who studies Earth and Environmental Studies at Westfield Sports High School, and I'm just going to ask her a couple of questions about her opinion on this topic. My first question is, what are your thoughts on wildlife conservation and how urgent is it?
I think wildlife conservation is one of the most important and urgent matters within our society, and it has no attention paid to it. It is so urgent and it is running out of time, and we cannot fix this. It cannot be undone. So once these animals are gone, they are gone forever, and we must protect them because they would protect us, and the environment only has one life and we keep destroying it.
Yes, I completely agree that we aren't paying enough attention to it at all. Now my second question is, do you think that the pollution humans are creating is impacting the wildlife? If so, how?
I think humans are one of the biggest factors as to why our environment has been destroyed. The pollution we put into the water, to the air, we are destroying not only our own lives, but animals and their welfare and our own welfare. These animals can't save themselves against the massive power that is humanity, and we are destroying what cannot be saved. And these animals only have one life, and if they're gone, they're gone. And this pollution has been destroying their lives, their habitats, and they can't help themselves. And we're just watching this all happen, and I think by pollution we need to make a stop or a change, because it is going to be too late before we can save these poor animals, and not only the animals, their wildlife and ourselves in that matter.
And once again, I completely agree with your answer here, Jasmine. Thank you, Jasmine, for taking the time to answer my questions about this urgent topic. We have now come to an end of this podcast, so I would like to thank you for listening, and I really hope you got some key information about this topic. But I'm going to ask you again, are you really prepared for the world you live in to have no more wildlife anymore? Thank you.